Thank you for calling the inspirational phone line of Second Presbyterian Church. We hope that this week's scripture reading and message will be a blessing to you. The scripture this week is Paul's letter to the Colossians, chapter 1, verses 1 through 8. As Paul sits in a Roman prison and hears reports about the church in Colossae, he became concerned. At this time, there were serious threats to the faith of the Colossians, as a mixture of religious backgrounds consisting of both Jewish and Greek heritage was threatening the faith of the church. Paul wrote to the Colossians to remind them of the centrality and the supremacy of Christ, and to help the Colossians understand how their position in Christ should change the way they think, speak, relate to others, and how they see the world. While he had concerns, Paul also writes with a spirit of gratitude. Paul begins his letter and tells them of his thanks for God for what has happened to them. The gospel had come to the Colossians. They had heard and understood it, and it was bearing fruit in their lives. Paul thanks God that there are followers of Christ in Colossae, bear the fruits of faith, love, and hope. Colossians has a very distinctive message, one that is extremely relevant to people living today. It is primarily a letter of hope, hope that comes by means of the gospel. Listen now to these holy words. Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus by the will of God, and Timothy, our brother, to God's holy people in Colossae, the faithful brothers and sisters in Christ, grace and peace to you from God our Father. We always thank God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, when we pray for you, because we have heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and of the love you have for all God's people, the faith and love that spring from the hope stored up for you in heaven, and about which you have already heard in the true message of the gospel that has come to you. In the same way, the gospel is bearing fruit and growing throughout the whole world, just as it has been doing among you since the day you heard it and truly understood God's grace. You learned it from Epaphras, our dear fellow servant, who is a faithful minister of Christ on our behalf, and who also told us of your love in the Spirit. You heard in the opening verses how Paul emphasizes the word hope in marked contrast to the hopelessness of the world of his day. The Colossians too were once hopeless, but they had found hope, and with it they found two other valuable commodities, faith and love. Three words very crucial here in Paul's letter to the Colossians, faith, hope, and love. You've heard these words before from Paul in other letters and writings of his in the Bible. Many of you probably remember the wonderful triad of words at the end of 1 Corinthians 13. And now abide faith, hope, and love. But the greatest of these is love. As one biblical scholar points out, the important thing to notice is that hope produces faith, and faith in turn grows into love. Hope is the root, faith is the plant, and love is the fruit. Understanding this, we see that hope is foundational. We've all had hopeless moments where we felt like saying, "What is the use of going on? What can I do?" So what produces hope? According to Paul's letter to the Colossians, hope stored up for you in heaven, and which you have already heard about in the word of truth, the gospel that has come unto you. You may recognize the theological unrest of the times in Paul's letter, and you will see how that translates to what we face in society today. We are assaulted on every side by diverging political viewpoints, by various philosophies, and by multiple versions of the truth and facts. as we look at the volatility of the world around us and the uncertainty of our own situations, it can be easy to lose hope. As Christians, we must remember that we have something that remains even when everything else falls apart. We have a hope laid up for us in heaven, and we are called to be people who live in hope. We waken this Sunday morning to days and nights of violence, riots, and protests in our city. This is a time where hope, faith, and love should be spread to all. Let us pray. We are frightened, God, worried for our loved ones, worried for our world, helpless and confused. We turn to you seeking comfort, faith, and hope. God, teach us to turn our panic into patience. Teach us to mold our fear into acts of kindness and love. Our strong must watch out for our weak. Our young must care for our old. Send strength and courage to the doctors and nurses, to our law enforcement and first responders. Fortify them with the full force of their healing skills, their compassion. Send wisdom and insight to the elected officials and community leaders. Bless their efforts, God. Fill their minds with the wisdom and the courage to choose wisely and act quickly. Help us, God, to see that we are one world, one people, who will rise above this chaos together. Send us health, God. Watch over us. Grace us with your love. Bless us with your healing light. Hear us, God, and fill us with your hope. Amen.